We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Luis Rojas, it's Craig and Evan. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm glad to be back.
Where you been? Where you been all day?
I was at the field, not shoveling snow or anything, but getting the guys a little work in because we couldn't afford to take those, you know, back to back days like this where we don't do much. So some guys went to the field, play cast through touching fields because there's a slope in the indoor cages, and they also swung the bat a little bit. So I had to go in there and make sure that they get the workout in.
Got it. So they didn't want you to call in today, is my gut. So I'll ask the question. You know, there's a – kill that, guys? Oh, that's my fault. I apologize. There's obviously another off-field situation with the New York Mets. They're having nothing to do with you, and I respect that. But it is another off-field situation. It's like the fourth one in the last 6 months or so. Are you aware of it? Is it distracting to you? And what's your take on the fact that there's another situation involving employees with the Mets that don't play baseball?
Well, yeah, I'm aware. I did read the article. I read the story. I am going to say this. I am not familiar with the allegations in the story. Yes, the allegations are upsetting to read. But what I can tell you is that Steve and Sandy, you know, their leadership right now and what their mission is to have zero tolerance on this type of behavior. So I know there's been a law firm hired just to conduct a review of the organization's culture. And, that's the course of action being taken against this type of behavior. But I'm not familiar with the allegations.
Are these stories distracting to you or to the players at all, as far as you can tell, knowing that it's out there and people are talking about it and the media is covering it? Or you guys been able to avoid it as a distraction?
I think we've been able to avoid it as a distraction. I was just with a group of guys there, and we were locked in just staying ready for tomorrow because we had a couple of the stoppages that 2 days in a row not playing again. So yeah, I don't think the guys are getting affected by it, but. I could say that there's an awareness, you know, that's out there in the public, and but you know, once again, it's our job is to come in and win a game every day.
Sure.
So I think we channel that in a way, and we go and focus and work on what we need to be working.
And then last thing in this, and Evan will jump into a bunch of the important baseball stuff for Met fans. Has anyone from management come to talk to you and the guys on the team about this type of stuff?
Not yet. I mean, there's been obviously conversations, statements, only about the situation, and that's how we're aware that there's a law firm hired doing the review of the organization's culture, just making everyone aware that there's an article for the public, and just informing everyone that there's a course of action for, allegations like this. And so I know they're doing that, but we're all aware they're doing that because it's a mass email in the organization that they sent when it happens. And it comes straight from our owner. The culture that he established from day one, talking about the sense of trust and collaboration and the respect. I mean, that's all we've witnessed in a few months.
We're talking to Luis Rojas, manager of the Mets. Not playing tonight. Another weather issue. Snow out. You got a doubleheader tomorrow. Couple of things. Jake and Lucchesi tomorrow. Is that official for the doubleheader?
Right now, that's how we're leaning to. We did think of an opener, but we're going with Lucchesi. We know they're a little lefty heavy. Not heavy, but significant hitters are lefties, like Blackman. McMahon is swinging a good bat right now. Tapia. So, you know, probably Lucchesi will start game two. After now, but Jake is going game one.
Jake is going in game one. Now, let's go to a move that we both marveled at. I'm going to tell you, Luis, sometimes we criticize you for moves. The double switch in the doubleheader where you take Dom out and somehow we're able to move that free runner to Francisco Lindor. Was that a part of the thinking when you double switched Dom out? Not only you improving your defense, but you knew I get to get my fastest base runner on second base by moving the free runner back a slot because of that dopey extra inning rule?
Yeah, we talked about it if we ended the inning there as our inning was developing. So, because we were thinking, okay, where are the moves going to be coming, you know, with the pitcher coming in? I think it was May that pitched that inning for us. And, yeah, we talked about everything, how it would work on both sides, me and Davey Jouts, our bench coach. And we were aware of the rule. I went out, actually spoke with Joe West, just making sure that it was a rule, because that's what we,
right.
You know, with Herb.
Luis, did he know? Be honest with me. Did
you, spot.
Did Joe West know the rule? Did you almost like tell him and he was like, oh yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah. I mean, he knew the rule, but he went and talked to the, with the umpires. They gather and they talked it over, and this is probably no surprise once it starts in the inning, because you know it's still a new rule. So everyone, you know, I'm sure everyone makes each other aware that this is what's happening. So, but it was voiced to him before we actually did it, and then the next inning we're able to put Lindor out there,
and it worked because I think he may be the only guy to score on that Alonso base hit. So it was a hell of a move. For Sunday, look, I don't, and Craig and I, we didn't blame you for starting the game in the rain. I don't know why you guys did it, but it's not on you. The thing I wonder about is when you decide, all right, we're going to start this game. We know it's raining. Did you give thought to not starting Marcus Stroman, to saying, you know what? I don't know how many innings we're going to play. Not that it's going to be nine pitches, but maybe we only get two or three innings in. And I know this didn't matter because Marcus is able to come back a few days and he was great. But did you give thought on that day with Stroman and even tonight, if there was a potential game with Jake, of looking at the weather and changing your starter based on the uncertainty of what would happen and how long they'd actually be able to go?
Yeah, we didn't look at that. You know, especially from the report that we got on how the rain it was going to be, which it wasn't. But we didn't think about it. We didn't even talk about it. So now that there being a next scenario at some point where we can choose on doing something like this, like, yeah, well, we're always open to ideas like this. So we cover ourselves better. But we thought of Marcus going in. Obviously, it was a failed. We got the best of it because he came back for 2 days after.
It worked out great.
It was all him.
Yep.
It was nothing. We didn't ask him. We never want to push a guy like that to disrupt his routine and all, you know. So he was the one that came to us like, I feel good today. I can go tomorrow. So, and it worked out good, thank God.
Hey, silly question, but if you had played today, 20-degree weather, snow, etc., would you have kept DeGrom as the starter today? Would you have pushed him back regardless?
He would have been the starter.
He would have.
Yeah, he would have. He was paying attention to the weather the whole week, and we didn't know how bad it was probably going to snow because we knew it was going to be overnight and then morning, and then he got the percentage got higher, and there's some more maybe tonight. But I mean, he never, you know, back out or anything, and he was ready to go, you know, regardless of what the weather was going to be like.
David Peterson was brilliant this week. I think it was maybe the highlight of the week, how dominant he was. It looked like you were going to take him out after six, and you ended up making the right call because then there was a big spot and you went to a pinch hitter, which I agree with. Were you taking him out if there wasn't a need for a pinch hitter, and if so, what was the thinking?
Yeah, I think we're going to take him out anyways. We're going to go to matchup for those last three innings, knowing that we have a fresh bullpen too, because we have the righty-righty-righty coming in the seventh. And that's when we brought Familia in. That I know it was a walk, I think a 5-3, and then it was an infield hit. Those were the three batters. Familia's stuff is good right now. He just needed to attack more and more. But the thinking behind the decision was the matchup, knowing that we could bring Luke to the end and then finish with Sugar at the top. It didn't work that way. We had to bring Luke in the same inning, but he got us out with a double play. But that was the thinking behind the decision.
Going to wrap it up here in a minute or two with Luis Rojas, manager of the New York Mets. Evan and I were talking about it. You got two more off days coming up in the next week. Obviously, today, as we get it, baseball players are creatures of habit. You want to play every day. You want to go at least 6 days a week, whatever it might be. And that's been really thrown into the wind. No one's fault, weather, COVID, et cetera. How weird has it been these first 16 days only playing, eight games, et cetera, and having so many days off? And how have you kept the guys busy and focused? And for guys that are, in a groove, making sure they stay in a groove. For guys like Conforto, whose elbow's hitting better than he is, how do you guys get out of a funk? Like, what's the hardest part for you as a manager with all the start and stops and not playing?
Well, yeah, it's been a challenge from the get-go, right? The first series, like you mentioned, and the mix of the COVID situation with the Nationals at the beginning and the weather.
Because I told Evan, I would have been drunk all day today if I was on the Mets, especially with the weather. I know Trevor May's probably playing Xbox right now, and you tell me, guys, are you working out? I would have been knee deep in a bottle. There's just no doubt about it.
Why? We've learned. That's what this situation has done to us. I think we've learned on how to stay prepared. We try to simulate it as much as we could. That first series against the Nationals, we had the sim game, we had everything. But there's some things that didn't click, and we try more and more things. So I think at this point we've learned on how to stay ready. That's what we did today. That's what we're gonna do tomorrow. Show up feeling ready because we've been through this. So it's been from talks to workouts to extreme. I'm gonna say extreme workouts, but I'm gonna say game speed type of workouts just to get the guys in game speed reads as far as that hitting, doing some defense, the pitchers throwing up downs and on mounds. So anything that we can do that can simulate game speed, that's what we've done the last two times. It can well happen again. So what the best we can do is just go back to it as a team and stay ready, because the easiest thing is just to sit down and wait. But I think we can come up with ideas. We have a bunch of great baseball minds on the team. The guys want to play. So all that energy, we use it on being prepared to play.
Well, we appreciate your time this afternoon. Good luck with the doubleheader tomorrow and the entire series, and we'll see when you guys get back here next week. Thank you. Have a good weekend, and all our best. Safe travels, Luis. Thank you, Val.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Luis Rojas, manager of the Mets.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.